Welcome back to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. I am Bradley, as always joined by my co-host Zane. And if you missed the last episode, we did our final mock drafts. So go give that a listen, see how many we got correct or incorrect. But Zane, how are you feeling after last night's draft?
For me personally, for my team, I'm ecstatic we got the guy we wanted. I'll talk about more like with him at three, but man, I'm ecstatic.
And
go check out that last episode for sure. We got quite a few right. Even positions-wise, we got quite a few correct. So we did pretty good in that last one.
Yeah. Some teams were stupider than we thought they would be.
Yes.
Which is even crazier to me, which is crazy.
Oh, man.
Like, I have so many thoughts about all these picks. Like,
how do you feel about your pick, though? I remember you were upset.
I am so disappointed. Like,
it's a good pick.
It's an all right pick. I'm not, you know how I feel about him. I wasn't the biggest fan of him.
No.
A lot of people did like him. Like, a lot of people were high on him. But, like, I feel like we got, like, the third or fourth best tackle in this draft. But we could have gotten the best corner in this draft in Quinnen Mitchell or Arnold.
That part I get. But you also, I will say, you got the fifth best tackle, probably the best guard, I'd say, at like the fifth or sixth ranked tackle spot. Like, he was like the sixth tackle off the board. So you got a great value pick. And he's a Steelers fan. So, like, you know, you're keeping a Steelers guy around.
Yeah. But, you know, Kenny Pickett was a Steelers fan as well, and you see how that turned out.
You're right. Let's just go ahead and jump right into it with one, though. Like,
hold up, Zane. I would move your mic a little closer before
you. Yeah. Okay.
It just sounds a little quiet. But yeah. But with the number one pick in the NFL draft, no surprise here. It was Caleb Williams. You have any thoughts on it?
I mean, it was basic. Everybody knew it was happening. Like, I can't even say I'm, like, shocked at all. Yeah. I didn't even see his walkout, though, because the TV I was watching on cut out right when it happened. So we had to, like, skip, and then by that time Jaden Daniels was being announced, so it was just like it was a whole mess. Great pick, though. I think he can be great. He fits Chicago. He seems happy about it, and that offense is disgusting.
Yeah, I know. We'll get to the Bears. Oh, they got,
it's like, let's finish up the Bears. Let's actually talk about the Bears once we hit the other pick.
Yeah, that's fair, because this was no surprise. But, yeah, we'll talk about the Bears whenever we get to number 9, because there's so much to talk about with them, especially after the 9 pick. But 2 was Jaden Daniels, like Zane said. I hate this pick.
I do, too. They've 2 years in a row, they passed on the better talent to pick somebody worse.
Right, it's just like,
right in front of the Patriots. Right in front of the Patriots.
I don't care.
Gonzalez was last year.
I don't care that he fits your scheme better. I don't care. Drake May is a phenomenal quarterback. He's younger. He's a better prospect. He played pretty good for a kind of crappy situation that he was in.
I think they almost had the same record as LSU, too.
Yeah, it is just like, I'm saying this right now. Jaden Daniels will never win a playoff game with the Commanders.
Because I think he'll win. That's it.
I don't trust the Commanders to do the right thing. They hired Dan Quinn this offseason. That does not move me at all. It's just like,
I mean, second and third round are today. So they could do right by him and pick two linemen. And if they do that, I think I can trust them a little more. But otherwise, I don't think I can trust them.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know. It's just, I don't understand that pick.
I was so happy. I was on my knees. I was like, no. And then he was praying we weren't trading back.
I knew instantly whenever I saw Jaden Daniels, I was like, oh, Zane's so happy right now.
My guys was over. He's like, dude, stressing over here. I'm like, yeah, because it decides my franchise, dog. It's like 5 years. Same thing with Mac Jones. He's also wearing 10, by the way. So all I really got to do is just take off the Jones off the back and put on May.
Oh, Maze Runner 10?
Yeah. Hey, I mean, the scriptwriters don't get any better. I mean, my birthday's May 10th. He's May 10. I mean, come on now. Like, what are
Nah,
they doing?
dude.
They're doing so good.
They cooked.
They cooked.
But yeah, you want to talk about your pick?
Yes, Drake May, obviously. My opinion, I'm biased. The best pick of the first round. No, I'm just kidding. It's not the best pick. It's my opinion, it's top five of the first round, but it's not, it's like at like five. It's a great value pick anyway. Some people hate on Drake May. I really don't understand it. His footwork, sure. I'm so glad Belichick's gone because he was trashing Drake May. He's like, oh, his footwork. Then obviously you don't know what you're doing in offense anymore, so why are you talking? I hate to say that about Belichick, but he really doesn't know how to draft offense anymore. But he's just such a good player, and like you said, he's 20. He's like 20, 21-ish, and we're probably gonna sit him and give him time. I think he's probably gonna end up being the second best, maybe the best, just depending on how things end up, injuries and everything. He is the second highest ceiling for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I like that pick. May was the second best quarterback in this draft class, a top five prospect, and you're getting him at three.
Yeah.
Whenever two teams in front of you needed a quarterback, the Patriots did get lucky this year, for sure. If it was legit, maybe any other team, the second overall pick would have been a lot smarter, but. Hey, the Patriots got lucky here. And I remember we were talking whenever the Patriots like won a game and then y'all got the third pick. You were so mad because
I thought we weren't getting May.
yeah, y'all you thought you weren't getting May. And then
Ended
look
up
at
getting him anyway.
y'all got May at three. And I mean, obviously it depends on what the Patriots do with him. Like if they get any weapons, like Brandon Ayuk's on the
Or
market.
Debo. Debo, I've
There's,
heard.
yeah, Debo as
Aiden
well.
Mitchell potentially at 34.
Yeah, there's still plenty of like, there's a lot of guys that fell out the first that we
Yes,
thought
there's
was
so
gonna
many
get.
guys right at the end we're gonna talk about so much with wide receiver. It's gonna be bad.
Yeah, and obviously like a lot of these top guys in the league right now are later round picks. So,
Yeah.
the Patriots could definitely draft a guy here, like at 34 or 33. What is it, 34?
34. Bills have
30.
33, which we'll talk about the Bills. I will touch up on the Bills, even though they didn't have a first round pick now.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But yeah, it just
No,
depends on
I'm just.
what the Patriots do.
I want to be cocky and say we're back and stuff, but like, there's no telling. Because we're sitting May. What I hear is
Yeah.
like 6 weeks. At
Oh,
least.
6 weeks.
It makes sense though. Herbert did it. Herbert was gonna be like that too until dude got hurt. So
Yeah.
like, you know, Stroud said he's the most ready quarterback though, so I'm just like, what is the truth?
I saw Stroud had May above Williams.
He did. He had May at one. I
Which
think.
I don't necessarily hate. Like, of course I have Williams at one, but May is like he is so much closer to one, or May's way closer to Williams than Daniels is close to May, in my
Exactly.
opinion.
Like the gap from one to two is closer than two to three. Like, and then three to four is also another gap, which, whew,
Oh
they are
my
getting the
God.
quarterback a little bit more at eight.
Yeah.
But you can move on to Cardinals.
Yeah, to four. Marvin Harrison Jr., great pick.
Yes. We've known
Giving
it for
Kyler
months.
Murray a weapon.
We really have known it for months, though.
Yeah, people were talking about them moving back, and I thought it was stupid. Like, it would have just been dumb.
It really would have. Like, it would have been probably one of the dumbest moves they could have made.
Like, yeah, you could have got Adunze later, but it's Harrison. It's like.
Exactly. It's Marvin Harrison Jr. Like, are you kidding me? Like, you can't pass that up. That
Like.
I saw that right after the Patriots, and I was just like, good picks. I didn't hate on, like, literally the first four picks. I loved all of them. Like, it was like it fit well in my brain, and like that works.
Yeah.
And then after four, I was like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah, me and Zane were texting. We were like, "Our mock draft is cooking right now." Through four.
Like what? I always thought it was a possibility here. I joked about it with you, I think, on the podcast. But I didn't think it happened.
What?
Five with alt?
Oh, yeah. Moving on to five.
Yeah. Okay. I love alt.
I do, too. Considering
Harbaugh already said he was playing right tackle for them, I hate the pick.
Yeah, I think Joe Alt could play left tackle, right tackle, wherever he'd like. Wherever you want to put him. I think Joe Alt is...
Harbaugh said five. Right, so, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I think Joe Alt will be a day one starter, will be one of the best tackles in the league. He is a phenomenal prospect. Don't get me wrong before I say any of this. I think, who is Herbert going to throw to? Yes, now you are protecting him, but I think Herbert could have had a bad offensive line and had like Neighbors or Odunze out wide,
yeah.
And maybe even some of these later guys out wide, and Herbert could run around, create something. Now he has no one to throw to, so it's now like, okay, yes, Herbert will be protected, but who is he going to throw to?
Roman Wilson. Watch, round two, they're going to pick Roman Wilson. Totally just going to call that now.
Yeah, I was watching NFL Network after the draft, and they were like, what are the odds that Jim Harbaugh leaves, he does not leave with a Michigan player? He's like 0%. I'm like...
Yeah, he's leaving with a Michigan guy.
Yeah.
Okay, the thing is, the Chargers' offensive line wasn't bad. Like, anyway, it was not bad. So you could have been... Like, they weren't even bottom 15, I don't think, last year. So, like, you could have just gone with Neighbors or Odunze and then been fine. But they didn't, so it's not my team, so I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I just think, yeah... Like, I think Jim Harbaugh is trying to build that Michigan offense and create an amazing offensive line and have a good run game. But it's like, who's your running back? Like...
Blake Corum. Watch. Round three, Blake Corum. Just Wilson and Corum back-to-back. Boom, boom.
That'd be hilarious. But, like, so that could actually legit happen. Because Michigan had their ring ceremony Saturday.
Yeah. Did you hear the Patriots and Vikings tried to trade for Herbert?
Wait, actually?
Yeah. We were offering the three and a little bit more for Herbert, and they said no. They probably would have picked, if they had, they probably would have picked J.J. McCarthy at three, watch.
Yeah.
That alternate timeline's just like, what?
Dude, that would have been so... Would you have been happy with that?
With Herbert? Yeah.
Okay.
It's Herbert. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Second best QB in the division, arguably, maybe potentially first eventually. If he actually got the right scheme. Don't know.
Very hot take there.
Maybe. Allen's going to fall to like QB5 this year, though. Watch. As of right now, they didn't even grab a weapon on day one. So.
Okay.
Speaking of weapons.
Six.
Yeah.
Six. The Giants selected Malik Neighbors. How do you feel?
Okay. I wanted them to pick Alt. Alt's off the board. Neighbors is best player available. Makes sense. Like, that makes sense. They need a wide receiver. They need weapons. It made sense. I didn't hate the pick at all. So, honestly, good pick. You give them a good pick.
Yeah. I fully agree. This is exactly what I wanted the Giants to do.
Yep.
Because give Jones, because you have to build around Jones, and then if next year he's bad, then you can try and go get another quarterback next year. So
I agree. Or I hear they might draft Spencer Rattler in the second round.
Yeah, I mean, he's not gonna work out, but sure, go for it.
Yeah. I honestly wouldn't hate that pick though. I won't lie. I think he probably could be better than Daniel Jones.
Yeah, you're a bigger Rattler fan.
I'm a bigger Rattler fan than I am a Daniel Jones fan.
Oh, I bet Giants fans are right now.
Yeah. Everybody's better than a Falcons fan right now. But... let's just go ahead and go on to the next pick. I know you love this player, so I'll let you talk about it.
The NFL must have listened to this podcast because I had J.C. Latham as my offensive lineman too. Who did you have at two, Zane?
I had Lulu because I just didn't want to leave my rock.
Yeah, but I thought that.
Three, though. So
I love this pick from the Titans. Zane wasn't the biggest fan of it. He like texted me. Didn't you say it was like kind of a
reach?
Reach, yeah.
Yeah, well, because my hill is still. I'm still stuck on. I thought it was a little bit of a reach. I think they could have traded back and gotten him.
Yeah, I think they definitely could have. They definitely could have traded back with like the Broncos and gotten. They could have gotten JJ and then, yeah. But I think Latham, the Titans are feeling a need, and it's not that much of a reach as the next pick, but. I think Latham is a very talented offensive lineman. He's coming from Alabama, a very talented organization that gets a lot of good offensive linemen into the NFL. And I just think he will really work out in Tennessee. I think they're building that offensive line. You got weapons, so no need to get a weapon there. But, yeah, I like that pick.
I like it because apparently they are going to put him at left. So, like, if he's going to play left tackle in the NFL, I'd put him at two. But, like, I thought he'd just stay at right, so that's why I had him at three. Yeah. Okay, this next pick we're probably going to talk about for forever. Okay, I will say first, apparently the Seahawks, Saints, and Raiders were all trying to trade up for this pick.
Trade it. If this was your pick, trade it.
Yeah, I was like, why didn't you just trade back? And, well, the memes that were coming out, like, with this pick, and then with the Falcons themselves, the GM was having to explain himself to the owner, because the owner hated it. So he had to, like, sit there and, explain himself.
Yeah, I saw the video. Which I would have, if I was the owner, I would have fired that GM on the spot. Yep, you're gone.
Not even probably the sixth best QB in both of our minds. I mean, he's got upside, but he's also 24 already.
So he's
gonna be in a retirement home by the time he starts.
Exactly.
Like, Michael Penix, by the way, for those who don't know, it's Michael Penix at eight. Awful pick. I heard he wasn't going to make it out of the top 13, and I hated that, but I thought top 13 was just going to be Raiders at 13, and I was like, okay, I can get behind it.
Yeah, I was going to be like, okay, let's say the Raiders would have drafted him here at 13. I would have been like, okay, more understandable. Like, you know, they need a quarterback. All the teams are reaching for quarterbacks. A team might trade back up. Might as well, you know? That's okay. I mean, it's still a terrible pick at 13, yeah. But at 8, you just signed Kirk Cousins to a 4-year, $180 million contract.
Didn't discuss it with him either. They didn't talk to him.
Yeah.
They're pissed. Apparently they're pissed right now.
Yeah, his agent, like...
They're going to remove this. And I'm like, honestly, fair. I'd request a trade right now.
Oh, no, I would too. I'd want out of Atlanta.
I'd out the door. I'd be like, I want out the door. Release me, trade me, I'm not playing.
The thing is, like...
They did so dirty for no reason.
I just... Like, it would have been a better pick to draft Adunze, Bowers, Lawtu, literally any of these guys. Like, I think it would have been better to draft Adunze because you would get weapons for Kirk. Like, yes, you've already, like, tried to build that... your weapons a lot in the past previous years, but Odunze, it's a dude, like, he's phenomenal. But you get Michael Penix.
They could have picked Dallas Turner, they could have picked Odunze, they could have picked Fashanu, they could have picked J.J. McCarthy if they wanted to go quarterback. They could have picked Brock Bowers, Fuaga, Latu, Murphy, like, literally any of the players that went after would have been better picks.
No, literally anyone else in this draft.
This is the only pick in the first round that I gave below a C. It was like a D plus in my mind. I'm like, that's just an awful pick.
Yeah, whenever we do winners and losers,
they will be a loser.
They're losing. I don't care.
To save their butts the rest of the draft.
I don't care if you trade for Brandon Ayuk or you draft.
If they fill out the defense in the second round, I can give them a pass. And like the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, whatever picks they have.
I mean, still
give them a pass. But they won't be a winner or a loser. They'll just be in the middle.
I don't know. I don't know if I would even give them a pass because...
They would literally have to draft perfect the rest of the way.
Yeah.
What are they thinking? Like, if... Seriously, like you said, if I'm the owner, I'm firing that GM on the spot. But apparently they're going the Jordan Love route. Doug, Jordan Love was 20 or 21. Penix is 24. He'll be 28 by the time his rookie... or 29 when his rookie contract's done.
Yeah, no, there's, like, no excuses. Like, if you wanted a young guy that you wanted to sit behind Kirk Cousins, go the J.J. McCarthy route. He's a better prospect in my eyes. He's so much younger. Mm-hmm. And it's just... I don't know. It's just, like... You were in the chance, like... If you would have drafted Dallas Turner or, like, anyone else, I would have been like, okay, y'all could win the NFC South this year, 110%.
Now I'm like,
are they?
Panthers,
can
Bucks.
They? Like,
Saints, literally anybody else. Not them, though. I don't think they have it for sure now. Their defense is looking... No.
Yeah. Like... In the fact that
fans on here, but that was just a bad pick, and we're just like rubbing it in your face.
Like in the fact that they looked at their board and was like, "Oh, Michael Penix above Odunze is a really good pick here."
They were showing their board on the TV, and I went and looked, and I think they had like Penix at like 2 or 3. So,
I heard their owner. I think it was no their GM. I think it was their owner. They loved Michael Penix.
Yeah, they probably did love Penix, and I can understand liking Penix, but liking him as high as 13 isn't just a good value pick. I like
you
Penix.
You mean 8?
Yeah, 8, whatever. I was thinking of the Raiders.
Even
Raiders
worse.
Would have been fine. Yeah, that would have been fine. They tried to trade up, apparently, to 8 to get him, though. Let him. Should have let him. You could have gotten, like, maybe talked him into a first or a second or something. Instead of wasting two people's careers.
Like, in any of our mocks, I don't think we had Michael Penix going.
Round one? I did say the Raiders were going to trade up to get him at the end of the first, but...
Yeah, but I don't...
I didn't see 6 quarterbacks going. I also didn't see 7 wide receivers going. If you want to move on to the next guy.
Yeah. Hold up. I was looking back at our old mock draft. I think it was 2 episodes ago we did this mock draft. It was whenever the Broncos traded down to 22.
Yeah.
We had Bo Nix going there. So.
Yeah.
We cooked with that one.
We have some picks. Like, I think we went, like, 9. Like, I won't even say how many it was because, like, y'all should go check it out. But we had a decent bit of picks, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, nothing else to say about the
picks. Yeah, I really just like no more comment because it's just a bad pick. It was frustrating.
I
woke up this morning and thought, they really picked Penix at 8. Wow.
Yeah, no, I'm like still like, I can't believe it's real. Like, I'm still just waiting for the Falcons to be like, JK, we're drafting Odunze or
else.
Dallas Turner. Like,
yeah.
But it's
yeah, no more comment,
great.
I guess. We're just gonna be able to talk about that forever, so we can get back to it on the winners and losers.
Yeah.
Odunze here at 9.
Wow.
We've had that, we've said that for months. Though, like, in every other mock where we don't have them trading back, I feel like we have them picking Odunze.
Yeah. I think we do.
So, Odunze, great pick. That wide receiver core is stacked. You got DJ, Odunze, and Keenan Allen as your top three. I mean, come on. Like, there's, if Caleb Williams sucks, it's not because of the team around him, it's because of him.
Yeah, no, 100%. And it was the smart thing. Like, yes, they could have gotten a tackle here, but Keenan Allen's on a one-year deal, and he's not guaranteed to sign back. So now you have a wide receiver that is, like, on a 3-4-year deal, and who's a phenomenal prospect.
Yes, I agree. I gotta be honest, I think my entire power rankings for this division might have changed.
Maybe, yeah. Whenever we talk about it, like, later down the road.
Yeah, we'll do our power rankings again now post-draft.
The NFC North is gonna be a hard division to rank.
I have my last already done. That's been set in stone now after the draft.
I already know who it is, and I'm shaking my head right now.
They did dumb. We'll talk about them later, but they did dumb. Who didn't do dumb, in my opinion, was the next team, which is another NFC North team, who traded up a pick so that Denver wouldn't leapfrog them and the Raiders wouldn't leapfrog them. I thought this was a good idea, but some people didn't. J.J. McCarthy?
Our boy.
Yep, our boy. We've had him going to the Vikings. I'm sorry, the Falcons. We've had him going to the Vikings for so long now, I feel like. Right?
Wait, Zane, who's the guy who's been saying the Vikings didn't need to trade up to, like, 5?
You. But Mid. They did trade up.
Okay, so they did. To be fair, they...
You said they didn't have to trade up. You didn't say 5.
Yeah, I thought they wouldn't have to trade up that high, like, and I honestly thought they were, if like, it got past 6, they wouldn't have to, like, move at all.
I mean, I thought they would, because the Raiders and Broncos were actually going to be in range, so.
Yeah, but I think, I love J.J. McCarthy to this team.
Yes, I do too.
The Vikings are definitely, they had a great draft last night.
They were my number one team draft wise.
Yeah. Number one team draft wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. First round, I think they won.
Not even the Bears.
No, Bears are 2.
Okay.
Value picks.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah. But I said it on an episode or two ago. I think J.J. McCarthy going to Minnesota, he could win Offensive Rookie of the Year, yep. Hands down. Like, I understand Caleb Williams, but this system, the system that J.J.'s going to, or not the system, but the roster J.J.'s going to, Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, good defense, a good head coach. I think.
The list goes on.
Yeah. All you need now is, like, a run game.
Yes. Well, they have Aaron Jones.
Oh wait, they have Aaron Jones. Yeah. Actually, yeah. They're set.
They're fine.
I think,
like, literally maybe a corner. That's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, corner. Like, and there are still, like, you could trade up for Cooper DeJean, Kool-Aid.
They don't have a second though.
Oh, I mean, I would be willing. Personally, if I was the Vikings, I would want to trade up for, like, one of these guys, because I didn't even think they were, like...
DeJean and Kool-Aid shouldn't have fallen out of the first.
Yeah, I don't think so. And Michael Penix went before them. That's crazy. Sorry. I just,
Yeah. I don't know. There's not much more to say. It was a great pick. We've said it for months.
Yeah.
Now, I've said this for months. I'm going to move on to the next pick because I've said it. I've pushed it. All I've said for months is pick Olufoshinu. Do not pick Brock Bowers. And you know what they did? They picked Olufoshinu at 11. The Jets, dude. That was the best pick they could have made.
No, yeah, to keep I agree. My sanity. I think it's a fair pick, you know.
He's a project tackle, sure. They don't need him to start day one though. He's probably not gonna have to start till week 12 when Smith or the other guy gets hurt.
And you're getting the best run blocker in the draft.
Which helps Bryce Hall tremendously. Yeah. Which hurts my soul, but at the same time.
Yeah, I think.
I love this pick.
Yeah, smart pick. There's not much else to say. Like, yeah. Do you have anything else to say about?
I mean, it was just a good pick. I was just happy. I was like, yes, they did it.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted them to draft like a wide receiver right here, but. How the draft board fell.
Yeah.
Brian Thomas. That
Brian Thomas would have been a little too high.
Yeah, that would have been a... But he was projected to go a little higher than most people projected, but...
Yeah, and he didn't go higher than I thought he would. I was shocked.
Yeah, he went, like, right around where everyone was mocking him.
Yeah. Which, I had him actually mocked to that team at one point in time. Just a different spot, of course.
Yeah. 12.
My friend crashed out from this. Yeah. I won't lie. He was upset. He was actually the guy on the podcast the other week. He did want a mock Bo draft. Mix, just didn't want him here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a tough pick. Bo Nix might be the worst quarterback in this draft, like this upcoming season, because you're gonna get like 8 games out of Cortland Sutton.
Yeah.
And then who else do you have?
Mims is okay.
Yeah, I don't, like
they need to draft a couple wide receivers for this team, honestly. I will say he's still not the worst quarterback pick of the first round. So
which is crazy.
Weird to say.
Yeah, which is
6 quarterbacks went in the top 12. That's so weird saying it.
It was the first time since like this is the first time 6 quarterbacks have been drafted in the first round since Jim Kelly.
Probably something like that.
Yeah.
He apparently was QB3 on their board. So I guess he just fit the mold. Yeah. He just fit the mold, I guess, of what they look for in a quarterback, which is like that Drew Brees type mold, which I guess that's what they see in him.
Yeah, Sean Payton was like in love with Bo Nix.
Mm-hmm. He sees apparently. Drew Brees.
Which I don't hate that comp, as like if you look at it like Drew Brees is a Hall of Fame quarterback, like I can understand to a very, very long point what Sean Payton is saying, like whenever he says like a Drew Brees type player. Like Bo Nix is a very talented quarterback.
He is. I like Bo. I don't like the fact that he's gonna have to start right away though.
I don't either. Like if he would have, this is the worst situation that he could have went to.
I don't think it's like, situationally, it's not like the worst, but it's definitely not great.
Who would have been the worst?
Hold on. Shoot, I forgot their name. I had it, and I lost it. Where were they?
The Saints?
The Saints would have been bad. honestly, if he somehow ended up in Washington, never would happen. But if he had ended up in Washington, it would have sucked because he doesn't fit the mold.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
No, because every other team would sit him right away. So I guess never mind. I guess really he is kind of like worst. Not like it's not a bad situation, but it's probably not the greatest.
I mean, he might sit a game or two behind Jarrett Stidham. Maybe.
Yeah, he might. I think he'll beat him out. What was the point of... Actually, I know the point of trading for Zach Wilson. It was insurance.
Oh, wait. I forgot about Zach Wilson, yeah.
It was insurance, so that if they didn't end up getting Bo, they were able to still have somebody that they could have on roster.
Yeah, I mean, I would have loved Bo Nix to go to the Raiders. That's a team that I would have really liked.
Yeah.
I think Bo Nix would have cooked in that system. I think that's the perfect system from going to Oregon to the Raiders.
That would have worked well. He would have had a great wide receiver group.
Run game, wide receiver.
Yeah. I don't really have a run game now.
Oh yeah, Josh Jacobs. I'm forgetting these guys leave and join teams.
I mean, Samir White's okay, but like he's not Josh Jacobs.
Where did Josh Jacobs go? Packers? Yeah.
Packers. Yeah.
Yeah. You have anything else to say about 12?
Nah, I like it, but still was a little too high for my liking.
Yeah. 13. This kind of caught me off guard for sure. It was Brock Bowers to the Raiders.
Bad pick. Great player, bad pick.
I agree. Yeah, expand on that.
Yeah, okay, let me explain. They drafted Michael Mayer top of the second round last year. For what reason? To just draft another tight end this year? After their GM literally said they love Mayer? Are you going to go to a two tight end set? Who's your quarterback? Aiden O'Connell? They should have just traded up for a quarterback. Like, they should have just put more chips in to go get the quarterback at this point. Because who's throwing to these guys? Nobody. They need defensive help. They need corners. They don't have a corner. They have Jack Jones, but he's going to shoot up somebody again. Like, they don't have anything. I don't know. Oh, yeah, and Luke Getsy is also their OC, so that's just not going to work.
Yeah. Yeah, I fully agree. I mean, you can't... It would have been very difficult to trade up for a quarterback. If, like, Penix would have fell...
You said what? Honestly, at this point, they could have just traded up with the Bears and leapfrogged again and then grabbed Odunze or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a weird pick. It's a weird pick. I feel like it's a classic Raiders pick. I feel like they always...
They do something odd. It was like Tyree Wilson last year.
My thing is, are they going to try to put him at wide receiver? Because I don't know. For some reason...
He'll play tight end, but he won't be a blocker. Mayer's more of the blocker.
Yeah, and Mayer had a good season.
I was so mad because I have Mayer in Dynasty Football, and I am so mad because I am so invested in him that I'm just like, great, there goes that stock. It's gone completely. Dude, just kaput. Like, wasted my second-round pick on him last year.
Well, I was saying, like, I was like, I don't know. I just thought this was... I don't know. I feel like the Raiders are another loser in the first round. Because...
They definitely were a loser of the first round.
Yeah. It's just... Brock Bowers, like, incredible prospect. Incredible football player.
He's the generational tight end of the group. I'm glad a tight end went to... Honestly, I think it was a better spot than the Falcons when the Falcons picked him. Picked Pitts. I think this is a better spot. But... I just don't love it.
I don't either. Yeah.
If he had gone to the Saints, I could have been okay with that. If he had gone to the Colts, I would have been okay with that. If he had gone to any team past them, I would have been okay with that. But the Raiders didn't make sense.
Yeah, I think the Raiders were one of the worst landing spots.
Yeah.
For him.
They should have picked Terrion Arnold here. Like, they talked with him so much. I was so convinced they were picking Arnold. And then, nope, they picked Brock Bowers. I guess they just went best available, but positionally it didn't make sense.
Yeah, they could have traded down. They could have totally traded down.
They did try. There were a couple teams, like, right in here that did try.
Which, yeah, I mean, yeah. You should have called the Vikings because they traded up.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I don't have any more to say on them. Saints, I think this was our mocked pick for a while.
Yeah, I mean, this is the pick everyone truly thought that, like, everyone knew they were going to get a tackle here. Like, it was just who was going to be the tackle.
Yeah, yep, I thought it would be four. I remember in our last mock, I was like, he's not going to fall this far. He's probably going to end up at the Saints. I remember saying something like that, and I was like, well, that held true.
Yeah. Fog is a great tackle.
Yes.
I was kind of hoping he would fall to the Steelers.
Honestly, fair. Him and Fatianu, honestly, both are good picks, though. Like, I would be happy with him.
I'm just not a big Fatianu fan. I'm just not. I just didn't really like what I saw from him.
Completely fair.
It's just whenever I was watching him, he didn't really move me. He was. I can look. I want to see where he fell in my. Yeah, okay, he was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He was my fifth tackle.
Fifth tackle, fair.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And we got him at 6. I mean, that's not bad. But I feel like if we would have gotten... I'll talk about it whenever it comes up.
Yeah, I mean, we're almost there anyway.
Yeah.
I liked it. They needed a tackle anyway. I hear their left tackle's out for the year. Maybe their right tackle. I forget which. One of them's out for the year already because of last year. He got hurt right at the end. So, it makes sense. It was a good pick.
Yeah.
And it'll be good for the long term, whoever they have long term. Whether that's Derek Carr or somebody else. I like Derek Carr. I just think he's been playing bad lately. So.
Yeah. And I feel like
it would have actually kind of been nice here because he could have sat.
Dude, I think our first ever mock draft, I had Bo going there.
I think you did. It was that or the Rams. Yeah, Rams.
I think it was the Saints.
I think I had the Rams.
Yeah, I think I had the Saints picking Bo Nix. I saw someone say that the Saints are already restructuring Fuaga's deal. I thought that was so funny.
No, it was definitely a good pick, though. I think it was one of the better picks. It was a value pick, so I appreciate it. I was shocked at this point that no defensive player had come off the board. You know, like Dallas Turner, I'm like, hello? Does he exist? Did he just, like, somehow opt out of the draft? Like, what is going on?
Yeah, it took 15 picks to get to.
Which is a record.
I think will be held for a long time.
Ever. Probably ever. It's probably never going to change.
I feel like this draft was so offensive. Like, all these teams needed offensive players. Like, they all needed offensive players.
I can talk myself into not putting Dallas Turner in the top 14, but at the same time, he was just such a good pass rusher that I was why isn't he up here? And then, of course, he doesn't even get picked as the first defensive player or the defensive player I thought the Colts would go with. Like, the position, even. I was like, what in the world? They picked Leilatu, and we both liked him, but, like, we didn't like him this much, did we?
I mean, do I hate it? No. No, because Latu is a phenomenal player. I think he will be a dog for the Colts, but like for the position value, I don't like it. I think corner.
I would have picked Turner or a corner here. Like, if you really wanted to go pass rush, I know their pass rush was bad, so like that part I kind of understand. I didn't realize how bad it actually was last year when I saw the stats. Made sense, but yeah, I would have done corner.
Yeah, like, who's, yeah,
Arnold Mitchell.
who's their corner right now?
I was gonna say Rocky Sim, but that was somewhere else. Kenny Moore or something?
I think,
Kenny
yeah.
Moore, Anthony Brown. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, yeah. Yeah,
Jeez.
I mean, Latu's a great
Brent.
player.
Julius Brent. He was good last year. Jalen Jones. Okay, they're not terrible, but they need some help.
Yeah, and yeah, with all the corners still on the board here at 15, which I feel like no one really predicted, that I think it would have been a phenomenal, like
Like, you could have
Quinnon
gotten an
Mitchell.
Arnold, or I think Arnold would have probably fit them a little better. No, probably Mitchell would have fit them better. It would just been good. But I like Latu. I liked Latu a lot too. My pun. I will keep my pun going. My dad joke of a pun. Yeah, but it was a good pick. I don't think
Yeah.
there's much more to say.
Yeah. It was no. Yeah, nothing else to say really.
No, yeah, there's just not. I will say here at 16, I did not like it. Because I know we both didn't have him as our number one D tackle.
Yeah.
He wasn't our number one D tackle. Our number one D tackle fell out of the first. That's not a good look. Our number one D tackle wasn't him. We felt like they probably needed edge rush. Dallas Turner's still on the board. They could have picked Verse as well. Murphy, I guess, is fine. They could have picked the corner. All the corners were still on the board. I don't know. I just don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It just
This
I
just looks like a pick that they just said, okay, Byron Murphy's the best available player right now, let's pick him.
He
Like,
might have been on
that's
there.
how their board
That kind of makes
fell.
sense.
No, it does. Like, yes, they do need interior defensive help. But I would have
Yeah.
rather had Johnny Newton.
Yeah.
I
It's
really,
definitely Mike
really
McDonald's
like.
pick. It was
Yeah.
Mike McDonald all the way, so.
Which I think Mike McDonald can cook with Byron Murphy. I mean,
Yeah,
I still think Byron Murphy is.
Murphy will end up having a better year
Yeah, and
because
that
it
will
just
be,
worked.
or we'll look like total frauds
And
if
it's
that
just because
happens.
positioning. I mean, where they ended
Yeah.
up going is what's gonna matter. Because Newton could end up going to a garbage team. If he gets picked by the Patriots, I swear to goodness, I'm gonna be a little pissed. I'll hold myself back though. There's not much more to say with Murphy though. It was a good pick, good value. They need DT. Just not our favorite DT. So.
I fully agree. Here at 17,
Best value pick of the draft? No, second best value pick.
incredible pick. They traded up once again.
Yep, they only have three picks next year.
But okay, this is kind of reminding me of the Texans last year.
Yeah.
They moved up, got their quarterback. Well, they didn't even move up. They just got their quarterback at two.
And then they moved up to get their edge. They're
And then they
doing the
moved up to
Texans.
get their edge.
I really do actually like the Vikings. This is why I said they had the number one for this year. Because I think Dallas Turner fit the role. I mean, sure, the Bears needed a wide receiver, but I think they probably should have traded back from where they were because of how many picks they have. They only have four. They only have four picks, right? So they needed to trade back to get more so they can actually fill out the roster a little better. That was my only issue with the Bears draft compared to the Vikings, who have filled out their board and still have picks this year. Sure, they don't have picks next year, but they can trade back, and I think they will. Yeah. Way too early clip prediction. Just gonna go ahead and say.
Yeah, and Brian Flores helped this. I feel like I talk about Brian Flores literally anytime we talk about the Vikings, but I
appreciate it because it's true.
I love Brian Flores. He brought this defense to where it was. It was like 31st in the league the year before he came over to Minnesota. Because he was a former Steelers linebacker coach. And I was like, please put him as our defensive coordinator. Our defensive coordinator, he sucks. He's bad. Like, of course our defense is great because look at the talent. Of course, dude, I could be out there making this defense look good. But Brian Flores is a phenomenal. Like, he brought it to 31st to 15th, 14th.
That's insane. They also didn't allow that many touchdowns, from what I remember.
And it's not like they brought in a big talent either.
I think Byron Murphy. Is that who it was?
Byron Murphy.
They brought in a corner. I know they brought in a corner.
Yeah, they did. But they didn't bring in, like, anything, like, major. And they lost Danielle Hunter this offseason. Okay, let's replace him in the draft. I would say even arguably a better edge rusher.
Better prospect, maybe. I think he's the perfect replacement.
Yeah, I think he is too. Because Danielle Hunter's old, so let him walk, get Dallas Turner, boom. You got your quarterback, you got your edge.
Now re-sign Justin, please. Just re-sign Justin Jefferson. So there's no thoughts out there of Justin Jefferson somehow going to the Chiefs.
And they could still get their corner. They could still get Cooper DeJean, trade up. Like, they're being aggressive. And I say, if I was Minnesota, let's keep being aggressive. Let's trade up and get our corner. And then let Flores cook. And then let's win our division. Say, we're better than the Lions. We're better than the Bears. Better than the Packers, which
they definitely could.
I see a world where, like,
I see a world where there's Vikings, Lions, Bears, Packers.
Yeah. I yeah. For sure.
Yeah. No, but like you said, great pick. Best second. Okay, I will say second best value pick because of a later pick that should have gone way earlier in my mind. Maybe even third. I don't know. This is, like, it's weird. There's a couple great value picks. This is definitely one of them, though. And he fit really well.
Yeah. I liked it a lot.
Let's just go ahead and move on to the Bengals, because I feel like we could talk about the Vikings
forever. Terrible pick.
No, it's not. We've had... You picked him there. You literally had him going there in our last mock draft.
No, I know. I'm just praying on them.
You wanted him, though. I think that's what it was, right?
What?
I said you wanted him, though, didn't you?
No. I'm not the biggest... because I talked about this in our last mock draft, I believe.
Yeah.
I called him, like, a system offensive lineman.
Essentially, yeah.
Which... Because Georgia's offensive line scheme is such a weird scheme. And I don't know how Mims will adjust to the NFL level.
He does get to sit.
Yeah.
At least.
But I mean, I understand for the Bengals. But T. Higgins requested a trade, and then Trey Hendrickson.
They'll probably end up paying him, though. They'll get paid. It's fine.
Yeah. But here, if I was the Bengals, and you don't know. I understand this big, yeah, smart. Okay, yeah.
You know what? I'd rather protect Burrow than I would worry about other positions right now. My number one thing after Burrow gets hurt twice in 4 years would be protecting Burrow.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand.
If you're going to say Jared Verse would have been a good pick, I do agree.
Oh, I was not going to say that, but...
Oh, well... That's what I thought you were going to say, like, they should have picked first here. I'm like, that wouldn't have been a bad pick if they ended up believing they're going to lose Henderson, you know?
Yeah, I mean, thinking about it now, yeah, understandable pick, you know, value pick, offensive line. Yeah.
You say Burrow gets hurt too much. Well, they're protecting Burrow.
Yeah, I just feel like I have to hate on the Bengals because they destroyed our franchise.
Honestly, fair. I completely get it. I feel the same way.
They injured Ryan Sager. Our linebacker group has not been good since Ryan Sager.
Didn't he rocket himself into the whoever caught it?
Yeah, but like it was like still a terrible against...
guy.
Okay, Zane, you need to calm down.
Just casually proposing the dude.
Okay, did he cheat on his wife? Maybe. But
maybe.
He definitely did. I'm talking about as a football player, he was a good football player.
He was a good player until he got hurt due to his own accord. Shouldn't tackle like that, buddy.
Yeah. I think, yeah, he was a good football player. And he got injured against the Bengals, and then, you know, Antonio...
Now, if you had said Antonio Brown, I'd give that one to you completely.
And, well, hey, I was getting to there. Okay. And you just missed Houston. They injured Antonio Brown, tried to hit Juju Smith-Schuster, a lot of dirty players, I especially in the early 2000s. Your
whole division's full of that type of stuff, though. Like,
yeah, it truly is.
Division, to be fair.
But, I mean, the Steelers really haven't had a dirty player, like, as dirty as, like, the Ravens and
Bengals. Can give you that. I can give you that one.
Like, because, like, in the early 2010s, 2000s, like, no one wanted to verse the Ravens or Bengals because...
So we're going to get clocked.
You might actually, like, come out with CTE after the game.
Like, AB?
Yeah, like AB. But, back to the mock draft, or not... I've been so used to doing mock drafts.
I'm just saying, we called this pick.
Yeah, Jared Verse.
Good pick.
Good pick. Yeah, good solid pick.
I was messing with my friend who's a Florida State fan, and I was like, oh man, he wasn't even like a top 20 player. What are they doing? Shouldn't pick him here. I was just messing with him. But
I think Johnny Newton would have been a better pick here.
It wouldn't have been a bad pick, but they have an inside guy with the last draft, so I mean you're getting your outside guy with Verse. And I think Verse was best edge rusher available.
No, I agree. No, I agree for sure, but like I think Johnny Newton is a better prospect than Verse is. And you lost Donald. And I'm not saying I don't like this pick at all. Like, this is a good pick overall, great pick for the Rams. But here I would have probably taken Johnny Newton. But still a good pick from the Rams.
Good pick. 20, I know I want to let you talk about this, so I'll sit back and I'll let you talk about this pick, because I don't really have much on Verse besides... I thought it was a good value pick myself.
Yeah, I agree. But yeah,
I'll let you talk about 20.
The Steelers here. I let this one just in the moment. I hated this pick. I strongly hated this pick because I was like, okay. I understand our offensive line is a need still. Yes, I agree. But our wide receivers still in need. Our corners still in need. Obviously, linebackers in need. But like, we're not drafting a linebacker. So those were our three true positions that we needed. And I feel like offensive line wasn't that bad. We did lose some guys that were already terrible. So like, oh well. But still, better prospects. Like Mitchell, Thomas, Arnold were still on the board. I would have rather had those three.
Trade for Ayuk, which isn't going to happen now.
Which, yeah, I mean, I am not the biggest fan of this pick. I wasn't a big fan of Troy Fontanu whenever we were talking about him.
Yeah.
He was my fifth best, and he was the sixth tackle taken. But I just feel like, how did we let, like, we could have built our corner room phenomenally. Like, Joey Porter and Mitchell would have been, like, a great corner room. Or got Thomas Jr. I understand he plays a little bit like Pickens, but just to add another weapon for Fields. Like, now who are Fields going to throw to? Or Russell Wilson? I just...
Round two.
Yeah, round two, yes. But, yeah. I don't know.
I completely get it. I remember you text me, go, yeah, I don't think I can film anymore. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I was just
joking at first. I was just like, oh, okay, work tomorrow. That's fine. I completely just shrugged off. I'm like, you got work, it's fine. And then you were like, no, I'm just messing. I'm like, oh, that's fine.
Yeah, I just... There were better prospects back, like...
Yes, there was.
Like, I know Mitchell and Arnold are going to be good players in the NFL. I know for sure they are.
Especially where they went. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I know. Like, the Steelers could have built these corners so good. So good.
Arnold as a duo would have been disgusting.
Yeah, I know. Hopefully we get Kool-Aid. Yippee.
Maybe. Trade up in the second.
Yeah. You have any thoughts on the Steelers pick? Cause...
I thought it was a good pick. I personally thought they were going to pick offensive line no matter what. That was my opinion the entire way. Unless they were trading for Ayuk. So, I don't know. I mean, I thought it was a good pick.
I don't know. I don't hate it, nor am I in love with it.
You're not a winner, and you're not a loser in the first round. And if you're not a loser of the first round, technically you're a winner of the first round. That's at least my opinion.
I understand why we drafted offensive line, but I feel like...
Yeah, no, I get what you mean.
There's better prospects. But we can move on.
Yes. There's not much to say about this next pick, in my opinion, other than I didn't like the pick.
I didn't either. Yeah.
Your offensive line sucks. Tua is going to die again. You don't have guards. Isaiah Wynn is starting. You don't have a center. Like, this thought process here was a dumb pick, at least in my mind. Chop is a good edge rusher, but he wasn't your need.
I didn't
like the pick. I also just hate on the Dolphins, but I just didn't like the pick.
I truly thought, like, Jaxon Powers-Johnson was going to go in the first round to the Cowboys, to the Dolphins.
I knew Barton was going to end up in round one after I saw the rumors about him, but I still thought Jaxon Powers-Johnson was going round one, too.
Yeah, I did, too. Because there are teams that need a center.
Center, yeah. Dolphins included.
And that is, like, the most important position at the offensive line.
That and your left tackle, for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really have anything really to say other than it was just not a great pick. I don't even think it was a great value pick either. But, like, yeah, I don't know. Just with their... I guess the pass rush needed a little help, but, like, your corner room needs help. Your entire offensive line needs help. I'm just glad they didn't pick wide receiver. So.
Yeah, it would have been crazy if they would have drafted wide receiver here.
What if they drafted Worthy?
That would have been funny.
That would have been hilarious. Let's just go ahead and move on to the Eagles. This pick was a top three value pick for me. Quinyon, I had in one of my personal mocks, I had the Eagles trading up to 12. Oh, we did. We had the Eagles trading up to 12 and picking Quinyon.
Yeah, we did.
So they got him at 22, free of charge. Good pick. Like, nothing really to say other than good pick. You got a corner of your future. Like, that's what they needed. That's what we both said they needed round one. I thought it was going to end up either they're sticking and picking Kool-Aid McKinstry, who somehow fell at round one, or they were going to just trade up for Quinyon or Arnold.
Mitchell was our number one corner, and in my eyes, he still is.
Yes.
I think he's a phenomenal prospect. He was also the first ever Toledo player to ever be drafted in the first round.
Stud. Absolute stud.
Yeah. In his post-draft speech was really cool. It was like, he was like, how does it feel to be the first ever player to be drafted outside of Toledo? He was like, what did he say? He was like, I'm just glad I stuck with this team. This shows that, like, if you put in the work and just because you go to a small town school doesn't mean, like, you're not going to be a NFL player.
Dude,
something
yeah.
along those lines. That
yeah,
was a cool
I think
speech.
I remember that, yeah. I will say, he's going to need some work, but, like, dude, I loved him as a prospect, and honestly, I love him as a player and a person from what I've seen, so I'm excited for him.
Yeah, I think the Eagles are still on fraud alert for me.
Fair. I think they're... Yeah, I mean, fair. They still got a lot of help needed, but yeah.
Yeah, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah. Now, this next pick, because I'm just going to roll right into it. Brian Thomas Jr., I felt like we knew it was probably going to end up happening, that they were going to pick Brian Thomas here. But they really needed a corner.
You know, but I feel like they needed wide receiver more.
I'd be okay with Christian Kirk and Gabe Davis going into the year.
I wouldn't.
Can you name a corner on the roster?
No. But
yeah, that's my issue. I can't name a corner on the roster.
But the thing is, Kool-Aid, DeGene, all these other corners are still in the second round. So the Jags could easily trade up. And get the wide because I think Bryant. I don't know. Actually, I'm thinking about it right now. I just don't know if.
Yeah.
Maybe corner was a better option right here.
I think yeah. So Darius Williams got cut. I'm pretty sure. They have Tyson Campbell. Montrack Brown or something like that. Christian Braswell. Like, bunch of, no offense to these guys, but they're basically no names. So, like, I don't know. I appreciate them giving Trevor a wide receiver one. I think Thomas will end up, like, helping Trevor out tremendously. So, like, I love the pick, but I also would have loved for them to go corner. But, hey, I think it fell well. Like, Brian Thomas at 23 is a good pick.
Yeah, I did too. I feel like there is a bigger drop off at wide receiver or at corner than there is wide receiver. So I could totally understand the corner pick here.
If they trade up at the top of the second and pick Kool-Aid, if he's not picked by the Bills. Bills are either picking Kool-Aid here in my 33, or they're picking a wide receiver, but we'll get into that later. But if they pick Kool-Aid somehow, top of the second, I won't hate on this pick at all. I think it's a great pick then.
Yeah.
Roll right into the next guy. Arnold, dude. This, to me, value-wise, and where he's going, the Lions defense and offense this next year, people need to watch because they were already good last year. Their only concern this past year was their corner room, and they just fixed it right up with Carlton Davis and Arnold. Like, their corner room is actually nice.
Yeah, Arnold was a great pick. Falling to 24, especially a great pick.
We had him at 13.
I guess that's why we're not an NFL GM.
or he'll end up being better than some of the players ahead of him, and that's why we should.
Oh, he will be better than Penix.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, no, I don't know. Like, is there really much to say other than it was a good pick? Like,
yeah, no.
It fit everything they needed. It checked all the boxes.
Yeah, great pick.
They had to trade up a little bit, sure, but like, dude, you're adding a Nick Saban defender. Like, it's a good pick.
Yeah, and anytime you pick from the Alabama room, it's always good. Nine times out of ten, you're going to get a solid player.
Exactly. Yeah. Do you want to talk about the next one?
25. The Packers. This is just like...
Okay, besides Penix, if Penix wasn't picked in this first round, this was my least favorite pick.
But it's such a Packers pick. Pick, though. My friend Brett, he's a Packers fan, and I just told him, you can't be mad. It's a Packers pick, and somehow they'll make him work.
I texted him, like, we were texting a little bit too, and he's just like, I was like, how do you feel about that pick? He's like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just like, it's just such a Packers pick.
It was. He's not even.
And I feel like he will work out just because the Packers do this.
They do. I just didn't think he was the best guy available for tackle. I had him as like middle second.
No, I don't either. Like, I would have much rather had Tyler Guyton and Graham Barton.
I wouldn't even have picked either of them in the first round. The next guys, I'm like, why are you picking him in the first? Barton was fine. But Guyton and Morgan both, to me, shouldn't have been first round. I don't know. I just didn't think there were players I felt like should have gotten over them.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I thought Cooper DeJean was going to be the Packers.
We were all talking about it while I was over at my friend's, and we were like, it's DeJean here. Like, it has to be DeJean here. And then it was not. We're like, what the junk? Like, what is this pick?
Yeah.
I will say, Bucks, we both thought they were picking center. But we did not think it was going to be this guy.
Yeah, but I don't mind this pick at all.
I don't either. Your center retired. You just paid Baker. You're protecting Baker. It makes sense.
Yeah, totally makes sense there.
He's also great in the run game. So, like, you know, you're going to help Rashad White. Like, good pick. Like, there's really not much to say other. Like, especially with the tackles and corner, like the centers and stuff. There's not much to say other than good pick, smart pick.
Probably right where everyone thought Barton was going to go.
Yeah. I did see it on a lot of people's boards from what I remember was they had Barton over him, and I was like, okay, I can see it. Yeah. Like, towards the end of it, I'm like, my rankings changed up a little bit, but I was like, I can see it.
Yeah. Great now, overall pick.
Yeah, just a great overall pick. I mean, that sums it all up. Now, here with 27 with the Cardinals, I think we had Chop here, didn't we? Or maybe Wiggins, or it was a corner, or...
Yeah, I think it was Chop here.
Yeah, so, like, we had the positioning, you know. We both liked Robinson, from what I remember, right?
Yeah, He was definitely top three for edge, I believe. Or no, not edge, defensive line.
Yeah, we had him high. I think about it three as well for defensive line. Then I had him at edge, I think I had him at five. So, like, overall, he's going to be very versatile, which I liked.
Yeah, I mean, I thought this was a... I thought it was a good pick overall. I thought, okay... Like, you need every defensive player or a defensive position besides safety. But
they might get Kool-Aid at 35.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That would now if I was the Cardinals, I'd just be drafting defense.
You got your wide receiver, defense the rest of the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
okay, the Bills are the dumbest team in football, right?
The Bills
are the dumbest team in football?
Okay, I was thinking about this.
They should have just picked Worthy. Why are you letting the Chiefs get a wide receiver?
Why did they trade back with the Chiefs? I don't know.
They own you. Like, why are you helping them?
This isn't even a rivalry anymore. This is just like the Bills trying to help them out.
It's never been a rivalry. It's always been a beatdown. Like,
yeah.
Their GM needs to be fired. This is just heinous actions right now. Helping the Chiefs is just criminal behavior.
I don't hate them necessarily trading down, but with the Chiefs?
If they had just traded with the Panthers here. Like,
yeah, the Panthers would have been so much more. And you would have gotten more out of it. But they traded back twice because they didn't have that many draft picks and they had a whole lot of hold on
defense and offense.
Yeah, defense and offense. So I understand why you traded back, but with the Chiefs? And of course, they got Jake their guy.
Which we thought was going to happen at least. Like, I always joked about it, but I didn't think it actually happened.
I saw this meme. I thought I'd bring it up on the podcast. The Chiefs wide receiver room is crazy. Hollywood Brown, 4.27 40-yard dash. Xavier Worthy, 4.21 40-yard dash. Rashee Rice, 119 miles per hour.
Gosh. Next, Henry Ruggs.
I thought that was so funny.
Oh my gosh. The minute he started saying speeds, I'm like, oh no. That's so good though.
That's one reason I love Twitter right there, because I'll just be scrolling, looking at NFL news, and I'm like, oh my, like a joke like that comes up, and I'm just like laughing.
I thought once Worthy worked out with Mahomes himself, I was like, that's just gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
Yeah, I mean, if Worthy was gonna go in the first round, this is the team that he should have went to.
Worthy's gonna work out as well at any team. It will be this one.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I don't like Worthy, but like, he goes to the Chiefs. I mean, my friend said it, like Tyreek Hill upside, but like, I don't think he's that high, but like ceiling wise, but like, you can get that type of player.
Yeah. And you needed wide receiver help. The only reason that the Chiefs weren't as good as they were supposed to be, even though they won the Super Bowl. That's weird to say.
They weren't a top five team, but they won the Super Bowl, roster-wise.
Yeah.
And it's because their wide receiver core, because they have Valdez.
Yeah.
They're the highest team in drops this past year. But I will say the thing about Worthy, highest team in drops last year, they signed Worthy, who had 9 drops last year.
Yeah. I really wanted them to draft Ladd McConkey. I love that.
Apparently he has back issues, so he might fall a lot further than people are thinking.
But he's a high motor guy.
Yeah, I know. But so is another wide receiver, and he was a dumb pick.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Dallas?
But
you want to talk about Dallas?
Yeah. Jerry, before we get into this draft, did you see? I don't know the question, but the best team. Yeah, we're the 24th best team, and that's why. He just explained the draft.
They also were the 24th. No, yeah. His math is off. Anyway, his math is backward.
And why would you say that?
No, like, why would you say that after?
Because you were the first team ever to lose in the wild card to a 7th seed.
Yeah.
Like, I bet Jerry Jones traded back to just because he wanted, because his logic, we're the 4th best team in the league because we have the 29th pick.
Yeah. No, his math was backward anyway. You know, it was just like, what in the world?
Yeah.
The Patriots. This is random news. The Patriots have gotten rid of their 50 number thing. Do you remember that we do every summer?
The
Patriots
what?
Have the rookies. The Patriots had, like, with Bill, they always made them earn the numbers. I put parentheses on that. Earn the numbers. So they had 50, 51, 52, 53, 54 through whatever number until the start of the season, but they just got rid of that with May. He's wearing 10, so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he already earned it.
Yeah, I gotta
watch the tape.
Yep.
But Tyler Guyton,
Good pick.
Nah.
I thought it was a good pick. They don't have a left tackle, and Guyton's probably the best available, and he's kind of a freak athlete. This one I understood a lot more than Morgan.
Yeah, I agree. It was a good pick. Like it solid pick here. Why I said ant, because it's just like a very basic pick, you know? It's like,
Yeah,
eh.
nothing fancy.
Nothing crazy.
They did re-sign Zeke, by the way, just now.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, just saw that on my phone.
What?
So that's cool.
Ian Rappaport, why aren't you alerting
Well,
me?
it's not official, but it's pretty much like,
Oh.
yeah, it's gonna happen.
Okay.
I expect them to get a running back today, though.
But do you have
But
anything else to say?
I thought it was a good pick. They needed a left tackle anyway, so I mean, I don't hate it.
Yeah.
Really didn't. He can play
Yeah,
tackle,
good pick.
guard, either tackle position. I mean, like, good pick.
Yeah.
Good job.
Here with the Ravens, a phenomenal
Oh
pick.
my gosh, I hated it so much because it was so good.
I did too. I was like, don't let the don't let this happen.
Apparently
And they did.
the Clemson head coach was texting Harbaugh, like, draft him.
Yeah,
He's like,
like
I
Nate
don't think.
Wiggins is still really good. Like
Yeah.
he does need to gain weight, but like he's still really good.
He doesn't even have to be putting that number one. He can be putting like the number 2-3 role for now. Like, he's
Yeah,
fine. He's set.
and the Ravens' biggest problem was corner.
Yeah, I
So
mean, I knew Nate was gonna fall further than we had him projected, but like, I didn't think it'd be this far, and I was like, gosh darn it. I liked him though.
yeah, great pick.
Like, you're helping out that room. You're getting yourself a young guy for the future, because both your top two are old anyway. So I mean, it was a good pick. Like, really one of the better value picks of the first. Right now they'd be in my winners category because of how good of value they got with this pick.
Didn't even have to move up, just
No, they
sat
didn't have to
there
move up
at
or
30.
anything. Like, Wiggins at 30 is crazy.
Yeah.
Let's see.
But this next pick.
Awful. Terrible. Terrible.
Yeah,
Terrible.
terrible
Terrible goal.
pick.
I love Ricky Pearsall, but my goodness, over Leggett, over AD, over all of these other guys. I'm like, what are you doing? Ricky fills out what Ayuk is if they get rid of Ayuk, but like, why? Why Ricky? Here, you could have picked him round two.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, at least trade Ayuk or Debo before you make this pick.
Apparently they're doing it today. So, you know.
No.
One of them's gone today.
Can't wait for one of them to be a Steelers.
You mean a Patriot? We're getting Ayuk today. If we get Ayuk today, dude, I swear. Winners of the draft.
Dude, if y'all get Ayuk, I would actually be. I wouldn't be happy, but as a football fan, I would be so excited to watch that.
Yeah, I'd be excited. I know people hate on the Patriots, that's fine. But like, be happy for the players that are like in that group. Like, it's gonna be exciting to watch the group.
Yeah, like I love Drake May, and I'd be so happy for May, but as a Steelers fan, I would hate this. I would hate this. I'd be like, oh, another 10 years of torture for me.
20 more years! 20 more years! Oh no.
I would just,
Give
ugh,
up. Everybody give up.
yeah. Like, we'd just be a above 500 team and be like, oh, we made the playoffs. Oh, we just got eliminated. Oh,
Oh,
we
is
made
that?
the
Oh, Iron Man with the giant fist? Oh, is that Drake May? But we lost again.
Yeah. But yeah, 49ers L pick here.
Yeah. I don't want to say
But
L pick for this last one.
I'm not the biggest Leggett fan,
I know you're not,
personally.
but I am. And they already said they were drafting him, and they wanted to secure him in the first round so that they can get him a fifth-year option, so that they can help him develop another extra year in there.
I think this is a fantastic pick. I truly do. Because Leggett, you didn't have Like, you, their wide receiver group in the Panthers. I don't know where they're at. Wait, what state are
Carolina?
they in? Carolina. Oh my gosh. Oh my
Both.
gosh. Cut that out. Oh my God. I don't know why I just forgot
I'll
that.
take it.
But in Carolina, that's a great pick because you have Deontay Johnson. Their wide receiver group's not terrible, but you're adding a big guy. They didn't have a big guy.
Mingo was supposed to do that, so.
Yeah, and Mingo hasn't done anything so far. He's been all right, but like I think Leggett will go in there and be a good guy, like a really talented wide receiver.
He can start as their two or three while Deontay and Thielen started out, and they can help teach Leggett how to do footwork a little better, because that's like his biggest thing. And Deontay and Thielen, their best things are footwork. So, like,
Oh yeah.
you're gonna
Like
tell me.
Deontay Johnson is a phenomenal route runner, and I think Leggett needs help with the route running.
Exactly what I'm saying. Like, him
So
and Thielen can help him, like, help out Leggett so well. And now, I will say, I would have just picked A.D. Mitchell here for myself, personally. That's what I would have done. But.
I don't think Mitchell would have fit in as I think he's a better prospect than Leggett. I truly
Yes.
do, but like for what Carolina's has right now, I think Leggett is the better guy for him.
Yeah, and Leggett's gonna be used inside a lot. Like, you're gonna see a lot of slants with him. I think he's gonna be very nice. Maybe not this year, but 2025 year, I would write it down. I think you could see a breakout
Yeah,
year.
if you play Dynasty Fantasy, like this is
You draft him top of the second round. I promise you will not be disappointed in year two. And
I
if
think
he only
Leggett
wins
will be
me,
really.
that's fine. But top of round two, I think he'll be good.
Yeah, and Deontay Johnson can show Leggett how to be a crybaby and like cry for the ball. So I think that's a perfect fit.
Totally, totally. Hey, and Leggett sounds like Randy Moss, so, like, you know, maybe he's just Randy Moss in disguise.
Comparing him to Randy Moss and hasn't even touched the NFL field yet.
Hey,
It's
it's just
crazy.
voice. It was a voice cop, all right? It wasn't anything else. You're reading too much into it. I will say, I think
Zane.
I will talk about this now. The Bills trading back again was dumb.
I mean,
Unless they knew
it, they
Taylor
only
Heineke.
moved back one, and there's plenty of guys they could draft
True.
in the second
Like, why
round.
are you getting rid of a fifth-year option?
I think it's worse. I think it's worse for the Bills trading with the Chiefs.
That was definitely worse, but why are you getting rid of your fifth-year option on a wide receiver or whatever you pick? Because a fifth-year option matters a lot.
Yeah, it does, but like to get more draft picks, which is more
They had a
understandable.
few already, didn't they? I know you
What?
mentioned it. You felt like they already had a couple.
Yeah, I'm gonna look it up. Bills draft
That's not
picks.
helpful now. It's not updated.
Okay.
Beforehand, they had 10. Now they have like 13, 14.
They have 10.
They still have 10?
Yes.
Okay, I think they just moved up in those picks then, because all they probably just got higher picks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see this on the Bills Twitter. Someone depressed Buffalo sports fan asked the Bills, "Are you actually going to use them?" Question mark.
Just keeps trading back.
Yeah.
Have 100. Just have 100 seventh round picks. I mean, like, all of these seventh round picks.
Before we leave, do you want to do like two winners and two losers?
Yeah. But before we end this off, that'd be perfect. Winners. My first winner will be Minnesota. Of round one. Like, I feel like that's fair.
Yeah, that's my number one winner for sure. Minnesota got their quarterback, got the edge rusher. We already talked about this, but I think great pick overall. Didn't really have to move as much as people were projecting.
Yeah,
Like, I
they didn't
think
have to give up their other first to get JJ either. So that's just
I
a huge W.
Yes, and that's exactly what I wanted Minnesota to do. That's exactly I had them I think I did a mock, and I had them getting like Law 2 or something at, and getting Turner is honestly even better.
It is, though. It is.
Yeah, I had them drafting Byron Murphy, actually.
Honestly, would have been a good pick.
Yeah, but Turner at 17 is still a great pick.
It's a steal, so.
It truly is. But
loser now, I guess.
Yeah, loser.
Falcons.
The number one loser, yeah. Like, there's no, like...
I can't even...
You can't defend this pick. You just can't.
I can't defend
it. Like, if you would have drafted JJ, you could defend it a tad bit. You could totally defend it a little bit.
Yeah.
But you just didn't. You drafted the oldest quarterback.
I agree.
And I saw Dan, I forget his last name, Dan or... Yeah, he says some crazy things sometimes. But he was like, okay, the Falcons... The number two overall pick was an old guy. So the Falcons got an older guy as well. So I don't know why people are hating on him. Or something along the lines.
A year and a half younger. 23 and 24 and a half is different.
Yeah. Yeah. And Jaden Daniels most likely won't be sitting for a year.
Exactly. Or two. Actually, I think it's two or three with Kirk's deal.
Yeah, and unless Kirk is just an awful quarterback, there's no way that, like... And the thing is, the Falcons had the chance to win the NFC South this year.
Yeah, I hate to bring this joke up, but do you remember the last time the Falcons drafted a left-handed quarterback named Michael...
Michael Vick.
I will be praying for all the dogs in Atlanta.
That's crazy.
I saw that on Twitter. But... See, Twitter's crazy. Twitter's a crazy place.
Zane's comparing Michael Penix to Michael Vick right now. What?
Off the field. No, I'm just kidding. He's off the field shenanigans. No, Penix is a good dude.
I wouldn't have hated Michael Penix late in the first.
Yeah. Team trades back in, I would have been fine. But this is just, no.
This is just crazy, yeah.
Other winner.
But our second winner.
Who's your second?
Is the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, I feel like that's fair. I wanted to be different and say, like, the Lions, but, like, it has to be the Bears.
Yeah, it has to be. You got the best quarterback in this draft, and possibly the second best wide receiver in this draft as well.
Yeah.
At 9. Didn't even have to move. Didn't have to give up anything. You could have moved back and got more draft picks, but honestly, I think Odunze is more important than those draft picks. Mm-hmm. I am still worried about their defensive side of the ball for the Bears, but...
I think they'll be fine. That offense,
yeah,
they'll be fine. They'll score 40 points a game. They'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're definitely a winner, though. I completely agree. You've said all that I was going to say about it.
Our second loser.
Who's yours?
I am deciding between, like... I'm going to be a little different.
Okay, what's your...
I'm going to say the Chargers.
The Chargers? I was going to say Josh Allen. Josh Allen. But I'm actually going to go with the Raiders.
Okay.
You
explain yours.
Okay. Brock Bowers, great player. Not great pick. I think that's like simplistic way of saying it. You don't have a quarterback. Cool. Alright. And what do you go do? You don't trade up to go get even Michael Penix. Like, you don't even trade up for a quarterback. You just sit with Minshew for the next year, maybe two. I don't like it. Like, you got Bowers, but like they just didn't get the position in need. Or a corner. Which was a position of need. You didn't get one of your positions of need, and so that's why I had them as a loser.
Yeah. Like, the Raiders, the Raiders, if they would have drafted, like, so, like, a different position they needed, okay, understandable. Like, Arnold here would have been a great pick.
Yes.
I don't think they necessarily needed to draft a quarterback. I'm still pushing the narrative like a team needs to trade for Trey Lance.
Yes.
Just to give him a chance, just to see, like, what do you have to lose? Give up a fifth, sixth. Like, oh well. But yeah.
Yeah, no, it's just. Yeah.
But my loser are the Chargers. Joel is a phenomenal player. Like, I think he will be a franchise tackle. Of course, I'm not saying that because I'm saying they're a loser because they have no one to throw to.
The loser, right?
Yeah, it's more of Herbert's a loser because, like, yes, he's gonna get protected, but I think Herbert can create out of the pocket. Like, that's the thing. Like, he'll be perfectly fine if you just.
So yeah, like, Herbert's really, really the loser that you're saying for the Chargers.
Yeah, because now he doesn't have. He doesn't have weapons.
Yeah, he really doesn't.
Like, neighbors and a dude.
If there was like any 28-3 things going on with the Falcons pick or anything. I know that's their favorite number is 2-8-3. So.
Yeah.
But there wasn't. I was trying to see if there was any conspiracy.
The Falcons posted a picture with Michael Penix.
Yeah, it's definitely the biggest story of day one. I'm just curious what goes on for the rest. They'll probably just sit as a loser for the rest of our thing unless they literally have to ace it and pick probably, in my opinion and your opinion, probably best player for the round, which I don't even think will happen.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to eventually do winners and losers of the entire draft.
Yeah,
that'll
be Monday.
Yeah, that'll be Monday. But yeah, I'm excited for the rest of the draft. There are still plenty of players that a lot of teams could pick.
Hop around two is going to be exciting. Like, I'm ready. Cardinals, like, literally looking at the top five teams, it's going to be weird. Like, some stuff's going to definitely go down.
I just saw Troy Fotten. I can't say his name sometimes. This is just a random tweet from him. He said, he's a game changer. I don't know who he's talking to. We need someone like him. Tomlin needs to figure this out, or he's fixing to be gone soon.
That's fine.
Uh-oh. Yeah. But, yeah. Yeah, this is.
Yeah, no. I don't know. There's not really much more to say other than teams got to just step up on day two.
Yeah. Would you like to mention? Yeah. Would you like to mention our dynasty draft we're doing, or dynasty?
We can. We're doing a dynasty league this year. We'll probably talk about it once it's done drafting. We might.
If anyone wants to join,
yes,
we still have room.
Leave room. Let us know in the comments, actually, if anybody wants to join. I'll get your information and send you an invite. It is a money league, though, so, like, you got to pay money for it. It's $10. Actually, it's $20 because you got to pay 2 years. So,
yeah,
it's a good league, though.
Yeah. This is my first dynasty league I'm doing, so I'm really excited.
Yeah, I'm throwing you in the deep end right away. That's how I did it, though. I went right to the deep end on these.
My first pick is going to be JJ.
Fair enough. Yeah, I feel like that's where we'll end it off today, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Thank you all for listening to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. Be sure wherever you are listening to leave a like, follow, subscribe, a comment. We always appreciate it. If y'all disagree with any takes or anything, let us know down in the comments below. As always, thank y'all for tuning in. Hope y'all tune in the next one, and peace out.
Peace.